Chapter 5, How to Change Beliefs. Changing beliefs is extremely simple, and yet usually difficult. It is normally necessary to know what the beliefs to be changed are, since most are operating below normal consciousness. To discover beliefs, it is only necessary to look at daily life, since life experience is belief in action. Everything you experience is subject to change, if your causative beliefs change. Once you have identified what beliefs you would like to change, or alternatively, what new beliefs you would like to create, the next task is to simply change them, or create new ones. How? As was said before, beliefs are created by repetitive, habitual thoughts. To change a belief, you simply identify the repetitive thought or feeling that creates the belief and replace it with new repetitive thoughts or feelings. Is this easy? Sometimes. Is this difficult? Sometimes. Is this fast? Sometimes. Does this take a long time? Sometimes. It all depends on your beliefs about the change process and the beliefs you desire to change. Change can be quick, easy, and miraculous, or it can be long, drawn out, and difficult. Your beliefs will determine which it is. Depending upon your beliefs, there are many techniques that may or may not help you create the change. Here is a list of some of the commonly used techniques people use to change their beliefs, or, in other words, to get what they want. Hard work, planning, goal setting, visioning, coaching, the example of others, building desire or motivation, focusing/concentration, gurus and spiritual teachers, meditation, prayer, psychology, philosophy, science, engineering, success literature, failure, pain and suffering, consulting experts, intervention of experts or doctors, school study, skill development, organization, prioritization, leadership, inspiration, self-discipline, physical fitness, diet, positive thinking, affirmations, etc. All of these techniques and many others are effective in creating change to the extent that they change the underlying causative beliefs, the habitual thoughts, feelings, and actions that create the circumstances or experience we wish to change. Pick your technique. They all work or not, depending upon your beliefs about their effectiveness and the beliefs that you are trying to change. Alternatively, you can simply follow Yoda's advice. There is no trying, only doing. Or Nike's motto, just do it. This is also what Jesus was telling his apostles when he told them that with sufficient faith, they could move mountains. About change. The first and most important thing to know about change is that you don't have to. You are perfect just the way you are. Your life is perfect just the way it is. The world is perfect just as it is. Change is absolutely and totally unnecessary. Did you ever stop to think that the universe has been working, expanding and evolving for billions of years, nonstop, just so you can experience the perfection of this moment? Your thoughts, your beliefs, your body, your world, and everything that you are now experiencing is the end product of that unfathomable amount of work. It's perfect. How could it be otherwise? But you will change anyway. And so will everything else. Why? Well, the simple answer is, for the fun of it. In fact, all change is for the fun of it. Consciousness creates change, creates creation, for the fun of it, or more precisely, for the experience of itself. Without change, without movement, consciousness would not be able to experience itself. It would not be able to experience anything. Change is the essence of experience, and experience is everything to consciousness. Without experience, consciousness is empty. So we create change in our life to experience things for the fun of it. It's just that we often forget the original idea. We forget who we are, and we forget that everything that exists is here for only one reason, for our experience, because we wanted it there. You have always been perfect, your creations have always been perfect, and this moment is perfect just as it is. Change is not necessary, only desired, and your desires are also perfect, because they form the basis of your experience. And what could be more perfect than that? But how can we call the world perfect when there is so much pain and suffering, injustice and evil? Because without the pain, suffering, injustice and evil, there would be no pleasure, joy, fairness, and good. We cannot experience the one without having a relative experience of the other. So the bad is a necessary part of the good. It is essential for the experience. There can be no hot without cold, no pleasure without pain. So it is all part of the perfection. Love all things. Love your enemies. Love the good and the bad, for they are all worthy of your love, all essential for the world to exist as we experience it. They are all part of the one universal consciousness we call God.